Jeremiah chapter 49. Concerning the Ammonites, this is what the Lord, Jehovah, says, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does their king inherit Gad, and his people live in his cities? Therefore, indeed, the days are coming, says the Lord, Jehovah, that I will cause an alarm of war to be heard in Rabbah of the Ammonites, and it will be a desolate heap, and her daughters will be burned with fire. Then Israel will be heir to those who were his heirs, says the Lord, Jehovah. Howl, O Heshbon, because Ai is spoiled. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah, clothe yourself with sackcloth, cry, and run back and forth by the hedges. Because their king will go into captivity, and his priests and his princes together. Why do you rejoice in the valleys, your flowing valley, O backsliding daughter? Who trusted in her treasures, saying, who will come to me? Indeed, I will bring a fear upon you, says the Lord God, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, from all those who are around you. And you will be driven out every man straight ahead, and no one will gather up he who wanders. And afterward I will bring again the captivity of the children of Ammon, says the Lord, Jehovah. Concerning Edom, this is what the Lord of hosts, armies, multitudes, says, is wisdom no more in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, live deep, O you who live in Dedan. Because I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will visit him. If grape gatherers come to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, they will destroy till they have enough. But I have made Esau bare, I have uncovered his secret places, and he will not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brothers, and his neighbors, and he is no more. Leave your fatherless children, I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. Because this is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Indeed, those whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunk of it, and are you he who will altogether go unpunished? You will not go unpunished, but you will surely drink of it. Because I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, Jehovah, that Bozra will become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse. And all its cities will be perpetual wastes. I have heard a rumor from the Lord, Jehovah, and an ambassador is sent to the heathen, ungodly nations, saying, gather together, and come against her, and rise up to the battle. Because, indeed, I will make you small among the nations, and despised among men. Your greatness has deceived you, and the pride of your heart, O you who live in the cracks of the rock, who hold the height of the hill. Though you should make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord, Jehovah. Also Edom will be a desolation. Everyone who goes by it will be astonished, and will hiss at all its plagues. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and its neighbor cities, says the Lord, Jehovah. No man will stay there, neither will a son of man live in it. Indeed, he will come up like a lion from the swelling of the Jordan River against the home of the strong. But I will suddenly make him run away from her. And who is a chosen man, that I may appoint over her? Because who is like me? And who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd who will stand before me? Therefore hear the counsel of the Lord, Jehovah, that he has taken against Edom, and his purposes, that he has determined against those who live in Teman. Surely the least of the flock will draw them out. Surely he will make their homes desolate with them. The earth is moved at the noise of their fall, at the cry of its noise was heard in the Red Sea. Indeed, he will come up and fly as the eagle, and spread his wings over Bozra, and at that day the heart of the mighty men of Edom will be as the heart of a woman in birth pains. Concerning Damascus, Hamath is confounded, and Arpad, because they have heard evil news, they are faint-hearted. There is sorrow on the sea, it cannot be quiet. Damascus has grown feeble, and turned herself to flee, and fear has seized on her. Anguish and sorrows have taken her, as a woman in childbirth. How has the city of praise not left, the city of my joy? Therefore her young men will fall in her streets, and all the men of war will be cut off in that day, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts. And I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it will consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Concerning Kedar, and concerning the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon will strike, this is what the Lord Jehovah says. Arise, go up to Kedar, and spoil the men of the east. Their tents and their flocks they will take away. They will take to themselves their curtains, and all their vessels, and their camels, and they will cry to them, fear is on every side. Flee, get yourself far off, live deep, you who live in Hazor, says the Lord Jehovah. Because Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon has taken counsel against you, and has conceived a plan against you. Arise, get yourself up to the wealthy nation, that lives without care, says the Lord Jehovah, which has neither gates nor bars, which live alone. And their camels will be a booty, and the multitude of their cattle a spoil, and I will scatter into all winds those who are in the furthermost corners, and I will bring their calamity from all its sides, says the Lord Jehovah. And Hazor will be a home for dragons, and a desolation forever, no man will stay there, nor any son of man live in it. The word of the Lord Jehovah that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah, saying, this is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says, indeed. I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. And upon Elam I will bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds. And there will be no nation where the outcasts of Elam will not come. Because I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies, and before those who seek their life. And I will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger, says the Lord Jehovah. And I will send the sword after them, until I have consumed them. And I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from there the king and the princes, says the Lord Jehovah. But it will come to pass in the latter days, that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, says the Lord Jehovah.